South Florida's only entrepreneurs station is 880 The Biz.
Money never sleeps, pal.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so very much, Wanda. Thank you so very much. We've got an excellent show for you today. We're going to want to make sure we get started. We've got my good friend Manny Johnson on. Manny is one of the foremost experts on CBD and hemp and cannabis. We're going to talk to Manny about all the myths, all the things that are out there, all the things that are coming, all the opportunities that may or may not be available. Manny is the man, so to speak, and we're going to be making sure Manny knows what's what. So Manny is out there. He's holding on. We're going to let him give his credentials because they're so big and so great, I can't do it all. So stick with us. We're going to talk to the man, the myth, the legend. We're going to talk to Manny Johnson about CBD, hemp, cannabis, the whole nine yards. So stick with us. Wanda, take it away.
Walks fairly down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beast, yeah.
All right, everybody, and I want to make sure everybody joins me as a member of the Warren Henry family. If you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to join Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got them all. And what are they? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed protection offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. If you don't like your car, you can return it within 3 days of buying it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you. Otherwise, go see our friends at Warren Henry. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Time for my favorite
show.
It's crazy people.
These people are crazy.
These people are dysfunctional.
They put the fun in dysfunctional.
Where they put the
fun into dysfunction.
Oh, we're going to have a good time, I guarantee.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
I like to tell people we're having a good time, you know? I don't like to ask. I can't risk it.
Get ready for fun, fun, fun.
We're having a good time.
It's showtime
on 880 The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, everybody. Anybody need some real estate financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Just closed my latest deal, another sale in Wynwood. That's right, another creative sale in Wynwood. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. This time we helped a couple folks that needed some cash real quick. We closed real fast. So if you need cash quick, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've been working a long time to get this interview set up. It's my honor and my pleasure to introduce Manny Johnson. Manny is the president, chairman, founder of Organic Can Group up in Winter Park, Florida. Manny is going to talk to us about all things cannabis, the dangers of marijuana, the solutions of the dangers, proper regulatory methods, and oh, so much more. Welcome to the show, Manny.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's my absolute pleasure, Manny. Now, why don't we set the table a little bit? Tell people a little bit about your background so they can see who's talking to them and where we're coming from.
Okay, 4 days out of high school, I enlisted in the Army and went to the United States Military Academy at West Point. And from there, I have a background in science, medical microbiology, and biochemistry from the University of South Florida. I'm a third-generation farmer, so I've been growing plants most of my life. And I know the dangers of pesticides. So when Florida started with, and I'm a 30-year Florida nurseryman also.
Okay.
So I have had a lot of experience in growing plants, not only in Florida, but China, Germany, and California. So when I started seeing marijuana become legal, and they called it medical marijuana, I have friends in Colorado and Denver who I went out to visit, and I would see how they were growing in dispensaries. And I said, guys, you can't grow like this. You're using things that are not fit for human consumption. And people are smoking this stuff, okay? So you got to alter your growing methods, in other words. And, they were just doing it out of ignorance. It wasn't out of, anything beyond that. They weren't trying to hurt people, but I got involved in a lot of legislation in Colorado with their laws, which carried over into Florida when I got up at the Florida hearings. And I said, guys, you're going to call this medical marijuana and you're allowing pesticides to be used on it. A medicine cannot contain a poison.
Well, Manny,
so
I think
after preaching that.
Manny, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
I really wanted to kind of start at the beginning, talking about what marijuana was, and that, then get back into your thing about not being poisonous. And I didn't want to really cut you off, so keep going on that, but I do want to get back to the medical marijuana part too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, so anyway, I would talk with the states, and I would get involved in helping them with their rulemaking.
Right.
And, strain selection, growing techniques. And from there, I started working with this group of PhDs, and I started adding PhDs onto our staff. And we have 5 PhDs and 2 MDs that I work with. So the information that I'm telling you today, it's not just coming out of me, okay? It's coming out of people that are far more intelligent than I am in these specific fields, like a 35-year tenured professor emeritus from a major leading university in plant chemistry and organic chemistry, tissue culture specialist, biogeneticist, extraction specialist, and nutraceutical developer. So we all, what I'm going to tell you or any questions that could come up about it is going to really come from the pool of knowledge that I've been able to gather from all of these people.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I interrupted you when you were giving a good answer to my question. I'm not perfect, Manny, but I appreciate you being on. So let's start off with what you see as the dangers today to medical marijuana. Or marijuana in general? Does it all have to be medical?
Well, we've got, we've gone like into this system where medical marijuana becomes like the buzzword, and it becomes legal, and then 2-3 years later, it becomes adult use. And so then you've got recreational. So in a lot of cases, you have medical and recreational competing in the same state. And It causes a lot of difficulties.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Well, you've got the medical patient, okay? The medical patient is trying to find you know, medical marijuana, and they're trying to find it at a price that they can deal with, and they're used to dealing with it because that's where it started. And then all of a sudden, it goes into recreational, it gets a much higher price, and you end up with a situation where the medical is no longer available so much to the patients, and that's being shown in just about every state.
So when it goes recreational, the price goes up?
Well, but you start getting into things to get you higher, okay? So you're looking at your premium connoisseur strains of marijuana for recreational use. And you're also looking at more of the high concentrates, like the dabs and the shatters and things of that nature.
Hmm. Well, let's kind of get started here and kind of go over everything. What's the beginning of marijuana? Take us back to the beginning of how all this started. How we got here. Take us back to there.
Well, actually, where it started in the United States was, California has been growing it since 1992 legally, but with no regulations and no laws in place. Colorado had a case with Brian Vicentes, who was the lead attorney, and he had a patient who a SWAT team came in his house, and he was dying of AIDS, and he was growing, like, several plants, and I only mean, like, two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And a SWAT team came into his house, arrested him. He was in jail, and Mr. Vicentes had a brilliant idea when he lost, you know, they lost the first case. They took it to appeal to the state. And then before the bar, which is the bar that separates the community from the judges, the bar of in the courthouse, he lined up all the medications this guy was on, which was over 105 medications. And then he had a joint rolled on the end. And he said, "Your Honor, what should my client be doing? Should he be taking all of these medications, which are basically killing him? Or should he smoke this one joint, which is relieving his pain, and he's terminally ill anyway?" And that's what started medical marijuana.
Wow.
And 3D, Denver's Discreet Dispensary, I helped work on that with some friends designing it. It was a 100-year-old Mexican dance hall that had a leaky roof, so we had a continuous problem with powdery mildew. But that is where the first legal prescription or order was written and filled for a veteran.
Wow. So
that's the beginning of all this.
So Manny, what is the number one thing that people kind of need to know about the medical cannabis? And then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the things that are dangerous about what's going on in the industry today.
Okay. The good things about it is I would tell you that it's a miracle plant. If it was found in the Amazon, like, today or tomorrow or a month ago, we would be hailing it as, wow, this is like magic. It has so many things in it because we have an endocannabinoid system in our body that we've been evolving with, and that endocannabinoid system reacts to the various CBDs and the various THCs, and so it's a natural part of our body that we have been avoiding. We get it through broccoli and spinach and some other things, but there is no plant that has the concentration of cannabinoids and phytocannabinoids that marijuana has.
I knew I liked broccoli for a reason.
I just read that broccoli is also another powerful vegetable. So
it is a power vegetable.
That's why Popeye. That's a whole Popeye thing.
Yeah, 100%. We're all cruciferous. It's a cruciferous. So 100%. Cauliflower is the same thing, oddly enough, but they're great for you. They're good antioxidants, and they contain a lot of cannabinoids. But there again, it's minuscule compared to marijuana.
Well, let me ask you this before we go to break. What's the difference? I know this is a basic one, but what's the difference between CBD and THC?
CBD and THC are actually, they're isomers, okay? And an isomer, Jim, is if you were to take your hand and you would take your right hand and you would have it pointed out with your fingers open, and you'd take your left hand and you'd have it open, and it would be facing you. they're exactly the same chemical. I mean, they have the exact same chemical structure. They're just facing in opposite directions because they are isomers.
What does that mean?
It means that they have the same chemical structure. They just happen to be aligned differently.
Well, we'll get more into that, and then we're going to talk about some of the things people need to know so that they can remain safe. Right after this, I want to thank, of course, Manny Johnson, our CBD expert, for joining us. Make sure you hang out with us for some more or listen to the Manny's interview, full interview on the website, because this is stuff you just got to know in today's world of what's hot with CBD. So, Manny, stick with us. We'll be back with some more. Thank you so much for making yourself available to us for the whole show today. Yeah, all right, everybody, we're having a rocking good show today. All things CBD, the good, the bad, and the ugly is CBD, THC, and the medical marijuana, and busting all the myths with my big expert, my expert on cars. Well, that's Larry Zinn. Larry Zinn is the head of Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. And oh, by the way, high five to Abe Cohn of Lamborghini of Broward. It's his birthday. Hey, Abe.
Happy birthday.
That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all excellent cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. So do the cars they sell up in Gainesville. Those are Audis down in Key West. Well, those are all their different cars. They got all kinds of cars down in Key West. Well, they're all great cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. The Warren Henry advantage is a complimentary service loaner. Dynamic wheel replate. Dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange, which means you can take a full 3 days to be certain you'll love your Warren Henry vehicle. We know you will. So, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Long.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman I had ever seen.
This has been Mr. Big Voice reciting lyrics to You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC
on 880 The Biz.
Well done.
That was great. And before I go on, I want to thank our friends in Naples who are listening. They just shot me an email, so high five to the folks in Naples.
Love Naples.
I do. Naples is great. I financed the Naples Beach Hotel and Club there. I love Naples. Mm-hmm. The Watkins family, great place. Naples is tremendous. Fifth Avenue, got great stuff over there. Hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car, we did that one, didn't we?
It's all about you.
Oh, it's all about me. Then yeah. That means we're talking about real estate finance. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you capitalize your real estate deal. That's right. How do I know about Naples? Well, I helped them finance the Naples Beach Hotel and Club many, many years ago. One of my first really big deals. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're working on a real estate deal. You just can't see your way to the end. Need a little help. Call me. I can help. I just sold another deal in Wynwood. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. And I want to welcome back Manny Johnson. Manny is the founder of Organic Can Group. They're up in Winter Park. Manny's been a nurseryman for 30 years, and he's been investigating cannabis and testifying and helping formulate the laws. Manny is the man. Welcome back to the show, Manny.
Well, thank you, Jim. Jim, we left off with the difference between THC and CBD. I was giving you the chemical difference of it, okay?
Yeah.
The psychoactive difference of it is that there are 9 forms that have been discovered in nine forms of THC that have been discovered, and 147 different CBDs or cannabinoids. And all this has been done in the last few years since it's been able to be studied. Okay, of the 9 forms of THC, only 3 are psychoactive. there are six that have no psychoactive properties at all, and CBD has no psychoactive property at all. It's a neuroprotectant, basically, and it's kind of funny, but the United States government in 2000, I think it was 2003, 2006, got the patent on CBD as a neuroprotectant. And they used the exact same law, or they used the exact same medical studies from the National Institute of Health to be able to secure the patent that they were using at the exact same time to keep marijuana a controlled substance one.
Well, let's talk for a second because, you know, CBD's out there. It's readily available. People go to yoga and they've got a whole bunch of bottles out there and back. You can buy them for $100 a pop. You go to the health food store, they've got it in muffins. My wife walks in and the lady says, this one helps you sleep. This one helps you lose weight. This one helps you be happy. What's going on with all this, Manny? I mean, is this all safe?
I think we're in an area of snake oil. And, you know, this is what's happening right now. I mean, CBD is, 5 years ago when I was talking about CBD with my friends, nobody else was talking about it.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, it's become a way to make money. Okay, so everybody and their brother is trying to sell it. What scares the hell out of me is you look at study after study after study, and believe me, I sent you, Jim,
no, I've got
65
them.
Pages of them.
Yeah.
And I've got, and that's a drop in the bucket compared to what I have on CBD. And the, it's, you know, it isn't being regulated by anyone. There's no government regulations at all on it. It's going to start to be. I just don't know when. The FDA has been cracking down for several years on major suppliers in the country who on their website say that it cures cancer and does this and does that, which you're not allowed to do without having a double-blind study that shows that it does. So making a lot of medical claims, I see no certificates of authenticity in your muffins. I see none of them in your yoga bottles. All I see is a label. And that label scares the hell out of me because when a Orlando radio station a couple of weeks ago went out and bought a bunch of different bottles and a bunch of different products from local vendors, and they found that in some of the bottles there wasn't any CBD at all. And in other bottles, I guess there wasn't even near what the label said. It was half of what the label said at most. And there's some dangerous chemicals in it.
Well, let's talk about that.
There's mold, mildew, fungi.
Well, Manny, let me ask you this. So somebody goes in and they're going to buy a container of CBD oil. What if the container is not glass?
Oh, my God. If it's not glass, that's one of the first things that I use as my barometer. I'll go up to, the big cannabis show in Las Vegas, for example, and I'll walk through the booth and I'll see these CBD sales companies. And number one, they're saying they've got, all these third, fourth generation farms in these countries, and they're growing all this acreage. And you can go to the International Hemp Association and see how many acres of hemp have been planted by each country. And it's only off about a month. And, they're claiming that they're growing more hemp than the whole country's growing. That scares me. And then number two, none of these companies give you a certificate of authenticity, meaning they're not giving you a gas chromatographic mass spectrophotometer analysis, which would tell you every molecule that's in it, okay? And that's what you need to know. You need to know every compound that you're taking. And, until we get some sort of regulations in place, people are going to be subjected to, whatever is in these bottles. And if it's plastic, you're in a world problem because hemp is a bioremediation product and so is marijuana. So if the bottle is not glass, if the dropper is not glass, if the top doesn't have like a Teflon protection before you get to the plastic, you know, top of the bottle, you're exposing yourself to plasticizer. Okay, and plasticizers are they're carcinogenic, positively carcinogenic. Wow. And you see a lot of additives into it. Like, you know, there's a lot of things they use to sort of cut the CBD with, which are very dangerous. And there's really no dosage and administration that's been established as to say, okay, 200 milligrams of CBD will help you with your anxiety. 300 will help you with a headache. There is none of that knowledge.
They don't know.
And so those are the types of things that scare me. And the reason it scares me, I teach continuing medical education courses with other very, very well-known doctors throughout the world in Colorado and California. And I hear these doctors' horror stories when their patients come in and they've got stage 4 colon cancer and they've got a bottle of CBD oil that they went into some dispensary and was sold this bottle of CBD oil to take for their stage 4 colon cancer. And the doctor is shaking his head saying, you know, if you would have only come to me, you know, 6 months ago, there would have been a chance.
Manny.
And these are doctors that use, you know, marijuana and CBD in their practices regularly.
Wow. So, you know, is there a certain strain or CBD or CBV or CB some other letter that's better or stronger than others? Do we know that yet?
Well, you know, we're getting hints with it, but I mean, to be honest with you, Jim, the studies are in rats. You know, I mean, I was trying to find something more current today. I mean, the only thing that has been, you know, Epidiolex is a drug used for two seizure disorders in children. And it's from GW Pharmaceuticals, and they have FDA approval, and they have the patents on their products. And they were used on humans, but there's some real risks involved in it. A lot of it is liver damage. If you look, in this product that these children are taking, there is, you know, there's a high risk of liver damage.
Yeah, that was in the paper the other day. I read that in the paper about the liver damage issue. It was just in a study.
Well, I know, but the deal is it was in the original study that went out over a year and a half ago, and it takes that long to get into a newspaper.
Unbelievable.
And that's the horror. That's the horror of this.
Now,
the horror of this is, you know, we talk medical marijuana. People have no idea this stuff is being. If you've got $300,000 in your cultivation room and it's ready to be harvested, and you find powdery mildew or russet mites or fungus gnats or something that's going to destroy your crop, do you cut the crop down and burn it like you should, or do you just spray some pesticide on it or fungicide on it, you know, and harvest the crop and say, oh, I'm going to fix this in the extraction? Well, Chief, you don't fix anything in extraction. You just don't. Pesticides are designed to kill mold and mildew and fungi spores, and some of those spores have been found in mummies' tombs. So that gives you an idea of how difficult it is to combat these diseases. So pesticides are here to last forever. And they're not for human consumption.
Well,
that's what scares me.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to get a little more upbeat. We're going to talk about some of the differences in growing techniques. You know, people tell me that, like, Illinois is the perfect place. Colorado's got one thing. But in Homestead, we can grow all year round. Sometimes, you know, you can't grow hemp in Florida because of the temperature. And I also want to talk about what the difference between hemp and cannabis is, because I don't think a lot of people really know. You can stick with me some more, can't you, Manny?
Oh, yeah, and I love the idea we're getting into hemp.
Oh, yeah, hemp, we're getting into the, like, hemp. We're getting into the weeds.
Yeah.
We love that you're happy.
We're getting into the weeds. All right, more Double Entendre after the break. Wanda, roll it. 50th anniversary of Woodstock, Wanda.
Oh, yes.
How about that? What do you got playing there?
This is Richie Havens. He opened up Woodstock.
That's right. I just wanted to make
freedom.
Sure. Freedom. All right. Hey, you know what else gives me freedom? My friends at Warren Henry give me the freedom of the road. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, besides being exceptional cars, they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a complimentary service loaner. You get dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacements. You get guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee. And you get my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to make sure you're certain you like your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Sometimes I feel like a motherland child.
Freed on weed.
Being lazy can actually be good for you. It's been scientifically proven. Lazy people are less likely to experience burnout. Lazy people are more likely to be well-rested. Lazy people have greater focus on long-term goals. Lazy people have improved efficiency. In other words, they complete a task as quickly as possible in order to relax. That means they waste less time. And finally, lazy people have improved emotional intelligence. There you have it. It's okay to be lazy. Just don't slack off on your responsibilities at work.
Unmotivated.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, Wanda. Hey, that's a lot of traffic out there.
Hey, welcome to Miami, everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're all here. We're all trying to go to the same place, do the same things. Everybody stay mellow out there. I want to give a shout-out to our first responders. Thank you for always listening to the show. And I want to give you guys the idea to give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you with a real estate deal. Just closed another one in Wynwood. This one was for one of the big international real estate development firms. Helped a family out. The family needed to sell. We helped them sell. We helped them close fast. We can help you, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe I can give you a hand with your real estate deal. Maybe you need some creative financing. Had somebody come to me just yesterday, say, Jim, can you close a deal by next Tuesday? I said, no, how's Friday? They said, okay, 10 days, Friday, including the 4th of July. That's the day after the 4th of July. We're going to do that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why are you going to give me a call? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. We've got Manny Johnson on. He's the founder of Organican Group up in Orlando. He's got a bunch of doctors and PhDs that work with him to generate great ideas and good concepts on medical cannabis. He's been testifying all over the country and helping folks set the rules up. Manny, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. I'm really enjoying the music, by the way.
That's all Wanda.
Thank you, Manny.
That's all Wanda. Freedom, 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 freedom. Okay, so let's talk about hemp versus cannabis, Manny. Hemp has been approved now across the country in the Farm Bill. They're waiting for the Agriculture Commissioner of the state of Florida to set the rules here. We know who that is. So what are you having involvement with that at all? What's going on with that, Manny?
Well, I was involved with the Rocky Mountain Hemp Society 6 years ago with some friends that I had met in Colorado. And they were very, very progressive in this movement. And they started growing hemp, and they're still growing hemp. Colorado is not your ideal place to grow because of the altitude. With my you know, the PhD doctors that I work with, we developed the first and only USDA certified products for use on cannabis in the United States. So we have soil amendments, pest inhibitors, and fertilizers for not only marijuana, which is a form of cannabis, but also for hemp. So hemp is like something we love because we see the great things that it does. You see the great things that it's going to do. And it is, like you said, freedom, okay? We've now got freedom.
So
hemp
what
got stuck in the corner with marijuana, and it just went away.
Talk about the difference, Manny. What's the difference between marijuana and hemp?
Okay. Hemp is by the federal government, the International Committee, the International Drug Committee. Hemp is defined as having 0.3 or below percent THC. So there is no psychoactive effect of it. You couldn't get high on it at all. But it seems that tiny bit of THC is needed in order for it to have some of the medicinal effects that it is showing that it does have. So it's a, you know, low THC. It's got a variety of uses. Okay, it's been some of the largest growers of hemp in Europe are car manufacturers, and they're using it to replace the plastics in their cars because hemp can be used for a plastic substitute. It can be used, it has a great RH factor, so hempcrete is actually stronger than concrete, and it actually has a better insulation value. You can make a wood product out of hemp that you would swear is wood. So
why are we not using these substitutes now, Manny?
Buddy, it's got, you know, hemp, like I said, hemp got cursed just like marijuana did. I mean, hemp is in the same genus. It's in the cannabis genus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cannabis sativa L.
Okay.
And you've got cannabis ruderalis and you've got cannabis indica. And so it's in the same genus. So what the federal government did was just make the entire genus illegal.
And to the government, you know, to take the easy way out.
Well, there was a whole lot of people involved, and there was a lot of politics as usual. William Randolph Hearst ran, you know, Hearst Publications, and he had these tremendous investments in lumber and timber in the Northwest, and you know he wanted to use that. Okay, well, you know, you can either grow a tree for 10 years to get the pulp, or you can grow, you know, hemp for 4 months and harvest it, and you can make paper out of it. You can make a fabric for clothing. You can make textiles. You can make the hempcrete we've been talking about. What I love, and I've seen this, and I'm working on a project with this right now, is a plastic substitute. It looks just like plastic, and it's biodegradable.
So I could make plastic straws out of this?
Positively could.
Wow. Wow. Why
great
are we
for our oceans? And
just imagine what
and
this
is
did.
It's going to happen.
It's great.
Oh. It is going to happen. This is going to be, hemp is going to be the biggest thing that could ever happen to the farmers in the United States of America right now.
Fantastic.
Because farmers have been getting killed by the pricing that have been, you know, the cuts and cuts and cuts of all the South American and Latin American, Central American, and foreign, you know, fruits and vegetables that come into the country. And they've been getting hurt badly. So this can be, and this will be. I guarantee you, like, I know I've talked with some of the large tobacco conglomerates as a consultant, and they're planning on taking all the tobacco growers and trying to move them into hemp as fast as they possibly can.
Well, I'll bet it helps them keep their supply chain in place, because those tobacco growers have to be having a slack in demand for their tobacco.
Well, sure they do. Plus, the tobacco is the lawsuits are never going to stop.
No, they're not.
They're getting worse and worse and worse, and the tobacco industry knows that, so they've got to look for alternatives. So they're going to be huge into this. Farmers, there's a lot of farming activity. I've been doing a lot of work up in Illinois, and Indiana, Wisconsin. One of the PhDs who's on our team, she has one of the licenses in South Carolina, and she's growing a hemp. She grew 40 acres last year of hemp, and she's growing 100 this year because that's what their laws, allow. We've been supplying Kentucky for the last 3 years through Organican Group with the organic products to get the soil ready, so that you can get the soil ready with soil amendments to get the soil to where it's pure. Because one thing you have to realize, if you start to plant hemp, it's going to pull up the good, bad, and ugly out of that soil.
What do you mean by that, Manny?
It's a bioremediation product. It was actually planted around Chernobyl to pull some of the radioactive wastes out of the soils there. It's been used a lot in bioremediation around rivers in China, Indonesia, India. It'll start to be used a whole lot more here. It'll be used with oil spills. There's products they're developing with hemp, with the bast cells of the hemp, which are the long, long cells inside of the hemp plant. So you can take those strips and you can make a product that, when there's an oil spill, you put it in with the oil spill, it absorbs the oil spill, and then you haul it away.
Wow.
So there's going to be bioremediation in lakes, rivers, land. It's going to be, a tremendous, tremendous benefit just for that.
Now, Manny, I want to take a quick break here because I want to have a little bit of time left in the final segment, and you got to come back. I got a whole list of questions that we're not going to get to. What I want to talk in the next part of the segment is the supply chain management and if there's a way that we can make hemp affordable to everybody else. And people are loving the bioremediation aspect of hemp. Yes, that's right, Dr. Malone. It does bioremediation. This is a cure-all for a lot of problems. And after the break, we're going to talk to Manny about the process of getting the hemp into CBD oil and what could be done to make it more accessible to the rest of the public. Thank you for hanging on with us, Manny. We'll be right back after wanting to play some more music you're going to like.
Stray Cats.
That's right. I knew that. I had Dr. Feldman stood in front of me and danced on his chair during the Stray Cats concert in 85.
Sounds about right.
85. No, it wasn't. It was 83. 83. I'm getting old. I'm forgetting. Hey, but don't forget this. Make sure you go out to Warren Henry to get your car. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Go to Gainesville. They've got Audi up there. Key West, got all their great name brands down there. What do they all have in common besides being great cars? They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a complimentary service loaner. They give you dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You could take 3 days to be certain that you love your Warren Henry car, and I know you will. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service. Always the best price. Always Warren Henry.
We're going to rock this town. Rock it inside. inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout. Let's rock, rock, rock me and rock. We're gonna rock till we pop, we're gonna rock till we drop. We're gonna rock this town, rock this place apart.
Freed on weed.
If you want to have a better memory, reduce stress in your life, get better sleep, become smarter, increase empathy, have stronger analytical skills, and improve your focus and concentration, then read a book. If your daily reading habits center around tweets, Facebook updates, or directions to microwave popcorn, then you are missing out. Reading for 15 to 20 minutes a day can reduce risk of Alzheimer's and so much more. Someone asked Bill Gates if he were given a superpower, what superpower would he choose? And here's what he said.
Being able to read super fast, yeah, that'd be read, nice.
That'd be huge. That'd be huge.
So take it from one of the richest, most successful guys in the world. Pick up a book and read and improve your life.
Motivational. On 880, The Biz.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to, what?
It's going to be huge.
Pick up a book.
Pick up a book. That's right. Everybody pick up a book. Hey. Also, pick up the phone and give me a call at 305-773-6300. It's already happened twice during the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Exactly. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you with your real estate transaction. Maybe you need to sell something. Maybe you need to buy something. Maybe you just need to finance something. I can help you all the way around. I had people from out of town. They called me. They go, Jim, I need to buy a project off market. I go, I just know the guy to call. Mm-hmm. They go, is it going to take more than one phone call? I said, probably not. How many phone calls did it take? One.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to tell you how much, well, it's just it's a pretty good
deal.
Don't
give out the secrets.
No, I'm not going to give out any secrets. The only secret I'm going to give out is if you give me a call at 305-773-630. When you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you, Wanda, for reminding everybody how influential I am. But the one who's really influential is our guest today, Manny Johnson. Manny's the founder of Organic Can Group up in Orlando. Manny's been a nurseryman for 30 years. He's helping the whole country and, in fact, the world discover and get pure. Oh, they're calling again. And get pure marijuana. See, Wanda, everybody wants to do business with me. I got to go turn that off. Manny, we were going to talk about the supply chain issues and the pricing in medical cannabis and getting the CBD oil prices down. Can you help me talk about that?
Of course I can. I can do the best I can, brother.
Thank you so much, sir. So now we've got the cannabis. It's in Florida. Can you grow it in Florida?
Now, are you talking about hemp? Or are you talking? I mean, cannabis is a general subject, buddy. Remember, that includes marijuana.
That's correct.
THC, CBD, and hemp.
I'm sorry. Wow. Thank you for keeping me on track, Professor Johnson. Thank you. Let's talk about just hemp. We were talking about hemp. Hemp is what they make the CBD oil out of. I'm going to have to get you back on to talk about the THC and cannabis because we won't have enough time. So talk to me about the supply chain of the CBD stuff. You know, we were talking about the purity issues, the container issues. What are some of the issues in the supply chain, and how can we make it affordable to all? Because I don't think everybody can afford $100 a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start to see as hemp is grown throughout the United States, and you're going to see this within the next couple of years. All the states now are, you know, when President Trump signed the Farm Bill in December, it opened up the floodgate basically for the states to take over. And I will say this: I am extremely impressed with what Commissioner Freed is doing.
Oh, I'm
impressed. She's really taking the bull by the horns, and she is really, really being proactive with this. She's not being shy.
Thank you.
And I really, really like that because I see other states that are dragging their feet. They're making it so hard. They're making it so slow. And why they're doing it, I have no clue. Because this product, we can wear the product as shirts and pants and shoes. We can make plastic substitutes. We can build houses with it. We can, I think, and, you know, I've seen this plastic substitute. It's amazing. It is an amazing thing. You would also swear that it, like the marble countertop that was made from it, you'd swear that was marble.
You're kidding me.
It's a hemp product. No.
So what's preventing the other states from being as proactive as Florida is? Is it because of the nature of the folks in charge writing the rules? Some are trying to slow it down, which we saw here in Florida for years.
Sure. That has a great deal to do with it. You've got this tremendous disconnect between what the people want and what the legislators want and how they go about, throwing their earmarks on every bill. I mean, it's we just need to be able to have somebody. I'm hoping that Commissioner Freed will continue keeping this thing at the forefront of the people, because, buddy, what I'm telling you today is nothing. I've got thousands and thousands of articles on hemp. It's an amazing thing. There is we would grow the plant, and every part of the plant we would use for something, even the roots. We would throw nothing away.
Manny, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left today. Would you make me a promise to come back in a couple of weeks? We got the 4th of July break coming up, but then, sometime in July we'll get you back on and we'll talk about all this other stuff. And by then, maybe we'll have some more hemp regulations we could talk about in Florida.
Be happy to. But, let me just be real quick with this.
Yeah, no, okay? I want to get your one last thought. Give me the one good thing.
Okay, every state is different. There are a lot. Their departments of agriculture are going about this in a different way. So we're not having any congruence, okay? Florida, I think you're going to start to see, I think Commissioner Freed is going to open this thing up. This is going to revolutionize Florida after the loss of the citrus industry.
That's what I wanted to know.
It's going to be an amazing thing.
This is going to revolutionize the state of Florida. This is going to take us back to being a top agricultural state. I want to thank you so much, Manny Johnson. Manny Johnson, founder. He's the founder of Organicam up in Orlando. Manny, thank you so much and for being our expert. And Wanda and I will connect with you. We'll get you back on in July, I promise, sir.
Okay, buddy. You have a great 4th. And to all your listeners out there, I hope you were able to learn something today. And just, keep writing your congressman and keep reading.
Definitely.
Oh,
thank you. Keep listening to Jim. Thank you so much, Manny. Best part, we saved that for last. You're the best. I want to give a shout out to our first responders here on the 4th of July weekend. Please don't drive drunk. Take Uber, take Lyft. Don't make the lives of our first responders at risk or anybody else's. Everybody stay safe. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, thank you for listening today. You're the man. The NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, I'm sorry, Becca. Turkel Brands, hey, high five, Bruce. The Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And, of course, I want to thank you for listening today. You're the most valuable person on the radio show. You are our listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business is the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website keeps getting thousands of hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for the replay of this show on Tuesday. And then next week, 4th of July, we've got a special show on real estate technology. Why do I do this? Because I love it. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, the rest of the show is yours.
This is Freed on Weed.
The views and opinions expressed throughout the day by programmers and callers on 880 The Biz are not necessarily those of Salem Media Group or its affiliated entities. 880 The Biz is South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio and the best local live talk in Miami. On the go? Don't miss a thing. Download the 880 The Biz app for Apple or Android. Keep up with us on Twitter at 880 The Biz.